he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
What's going on?
Well, with the Olympics, a lot of records broken on the Asian continent.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one on the subcontinent that I didn't even know was a record you could go for, and it's now been broken.
All right.
And is in Guinness Book, in fact.
All right.
The fastest drinking of a bottle of ketchup.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try his name. It was a 14-ounce bottle of ketchup. He did it in 25.37 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even take it when people, you know, squirt the ketchup packet on their, you know, whatever, and then, like, suck the remaining ketchup out. Ketchup by itself, I can't handle.
Really?
No.
I think I might be with you.
Like,
I think I might be
French
with you.
Fry, you put it on a hot dog, you put it on a hamburger.
No,
I don't do that, but that little bit wouldn't bother me that much. But in general, it's a condiment.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with something.
Right. Yes.
It's like I also wouldn't just do a tablespoon of mayonnaise or mustard.
Right.
I mean,
there's not many things that make me gag on TV, but when they did one of those world eating food championships, they brought out who will finish the 3 gallons of mayonnaise first. I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
The 500 pickles was okay, but the 3 gallons of mayo.
No.
That's gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Said the guy who once ate beetles, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Give me beetles.
Beetles good, mayonnaise bad, along with all vegetables.
You know me, Jay.
A guy in New York who clearly is not like any of us, he waited about a month to cash in on something big because he didn't want to disappoint his employer.
Okay.
He spent a month training his replacement before cashing in on what is basically the Lucky for Life in New York. It's $2,500 a week for life. If you found a roommate, you could probably get a loft downtown.
So, kind of lucky for life.
Yeah. But he waited an entire month. This guy's going to be rich, and he waits an entire month because he wanted to train his replacement to not disappoint the employer.
Well, good for him.
Jeez. I mean, I would, you know, maybe wait for the you know, I'd use the rest of my vacation time, maybe. Come in, I'm putting in for 2 weeks.
Listen,
and when I'm done, I'm out.
Hey, our boss plays the lottery with us. He's already said, this is the company president's problem, not ours. I like it.
We have a great environment.
Yeah. Finally, we have a guy in Massachusetts. We just talked about this on Friday, the Massachusetts Transit Authority and their $100,000 bathroom.
Yes.
Now we have a trolley driver that works for the Bay Transportation Authority that's in trouble. Did something fairly similar to one of our coworkers who took a day off after having one of our other coworkers beat him up.
I know that thinly veiled shot there, Jay. And he did not beat me up. It was a very competitive game of racquetball.
Uh-huh. Funny how no tapes have surfaced.
Yeah.
That's right.
DMRG Fight Club. Well, they say this guy paid $2,000 to someone to attack him so that he could collect workers' comp, disability insurance, and just in general get off a few days of work.
Yeah, we're on your scam, Ken.
I could have gotten more than one day. That's what I learned from this. And that's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.